Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
I'm excited about the word of the Lord. Amen. I ask you, deacons, whoever, don't let Pastor get overheated now. Don't let none of them kind of hot. Amen. My doctor told me, amen, don't get overheated, but unless it's the Holy Ghost. I don't mind getting overheated. Amen. I've learned to got to take care of ourselves. And I learned to take care of myself, amen. And the only way you do that, you got to listen, amen. Even to doctors, but listen to Dr. Jesus, amen. And I'm grateful because I know where the Lord brought me from, and I know where he brought you from. How many ready for the word of God? I'm excited about the word of the Lord, amen. Genesis, the 26th chapter, verse 12 through verse 16. I mean, Genesis 26, verse 12 to verse 16. Amen. It's on our screen. Amen. Let's read. Then Isaac sowed in the land and received his son Seth a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man was great and went forward and great until he had become so great. For he had possession of the flock and possession of herd and great store in the servant, and the Philistine envied him. And Amalek said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art mighty than we are. Amen. Thank you so kindly. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we'd like to talk about unstoppable blessing. Unstoppable blessing. Amen. There come a time in life that you cannot let folks stop your blessing. And I'm looking this year for unstoppable blessing. And I found out that nobody can stop your blessing but you. Amen. I believe the devil is a liar. And we must understand that I'm living in this year and believing that, you know, sometimes we blame people for our blessing, but you can't blame nobody but yourself. Because we're going to see this morning that nobody can stop your blessing even if they try. People cannot stop your blessing. What God got for you, it is for you. Do you believe that? Amen? It is for you. You're the only one who can stop your blessing. Amen. If you didn't wake me up this morning, starting me up on my days, you can't stop my blessing. You didn't put money in my pocket, put food on my table. Why in the world I'll let you stop my blessing? Amen. This year, don't let nobody stop you from being blessed. I'm like Paul. Paul said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. And you ought to keep that in mind because God can do all things but fail. We look this morning, my brothers and sisters, we're going to see something very important in the lesson that Isaac sowed in the land during a famine. It's in the Bible. You read from verse 1 all the way to here. He sowed when the ground was not making anything, but he had faith. Amen. He sowed seed at the wrong time and got the right result. Y'all gonna talk back to me, huh? See, sometimes folks don't want to sow no seed and wonder why you don't get a blessing. And so everybody don't like sowing seed. Some people will stop you. And I'm here this morning on 2026. Don't dare let nobody stop you from sowing seed. If God tell you, and if he don't tell you, you ought to know when it's time for you to sow seed. Because nobody can reap your harvest but you. And you're the only one who can stop your blessing. Look what he did. Amen. He sowed seed at the wrong time, but got the right result. Some of you are waiting for the right time to sow seed. When is the right time to sow seed? Huh? But the most uncomfortable might be the right time. The time when you say, no, it's not time. That might be the time that you're going to reap a harvest. Amen? Might be the time. It's right there. He sowed seed at the wrong time, but got the right harvest. Isaiah sowed seed. God did not tell him to sow seed. Did, but he was commended. He was obedient. He was not commended to sow by God, but God blessed the harvest. We don't know how much he sowed. And you don't know, you don't have to tell people how much you sow. That between you and your God. Ooh, y'all be quiet in here. Sometime, have you ever, like this morning, I sow seed. I used to give such and such, but God told me I want you to go beyond that. Y'all quiet. You see, when you listen to the Holy Spirit, because you see, some of you have been sowing a dollar for the last 20 years. And you wonder why God never blessed your seed. Because you haven't increased. Amen by myself. And that dollar is so wrinkled that, you know, just like I went to the bank, they didn't give me, I messed up. It was a $100 bill. I couldn't put it through the ATM. It kept rejecting it. And that's how God do some of our seed. It's so messed up, he rejected. So I had to go inside the bank and deposit it. I told the man, and I got it from the bank too. I'm going somewhere with this, huh? Sometime when God tells you to do something, even if God don't tell you, you ought to be obedient and say, Lord, I'm going to bless you with this today. Ain't nobody got to look at your money. That between you and God. Now, when you got to start raising up your money, flashing it, that's a show. That's a show. Really, nobody really care about what you give. That between you and God. I really don't care what you give. That between you and God. Amen? But he was not committed to sow by God. But what? But God blessed his harvest. We don't know what he sowed, but in the same year, the Bible said he reaped 100-fold. The same year. Now, in that year, we don't know what he had to go through. In that year, you don't nobody know what you got to go through in life. Unstoppable blessing. We don't know what he went through, but 100-fold. You see, God doesn't bless you according to your seed. God do more with what you ask and more abundantly than you ever imagined. Look what he's saying. The God I serve can take your seed and do more with it than you ever can ask. Have you ever had a little bit and God multiplied that? I want to talk to some believers this morning. Have you ever had a little bit? Have you ever went to the grocery store and say, Lord, that's all I got. I don't have much, but I need a little something, Lord. I want to talk to believers this morning. I don't have much, but what I got, I done prayed on it. And you go down the aisle, this is on sale. This is on sale. You want just one pack of meat, that's on sale. Next thing you know, that's on sale. And if you like me, you know, I used to bring my calculator, trying to calculate and say, "Ooh, Lord, look at," I said, "Look at God. Look, God, huh?" Next thing you know, I got more than enough. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all ain't been there. Y'all been rich all your life. Y'all been rich. I need to talk to some people, you know, who been like me, you know, who used to scrap and say, Lord, and I walked out of there, I say, what a mighty God I serve. Because he give you more. He give you more, huh? And look at my brother and sister, you got more than you asked for. God woken Isaiah to have the harvest. You see, there's the harvest that you did not work for. A harvest you did not work for. Hmm? God just wants you to have it. You don't believe that, huh? God just wants you to have it. He just wants you to have it. Hmm? That's why you can't hate on people when God bless them. Amen? There's some things that you did not pray for, you did not fast for, you did not tithe for, but some stuff you got because God just wants you to have it. Pastor, what you mean? You wasn't saved? God just wants you to have it. And I found out, my brother and sister, because, you see, we think God just wants to save people to have something, but God wants those who are not saved to have it too. What you mean, brother pastor? You remember before you saved, God gave it to you? Ooh, y'all quiet in here. Before you got saved, God gave you something. Because it wouldn't, God wouldn't be right if he just gave it to the saved and not the unsaved. But he gave it to the unsaved for them to get right. Amen? He wanted you to have it. Unstoppable blessing. When you look back over your life, you have more stuff, more stuff that had nothing to do with your prayer life. Nothing to do with your prayer life. Think about it. Nothing to do with your prayer life, huh? The text said, and the Lord blessed him. It's in the text. The Lord blessed him, huh? He sowed seed. He got 100-fold, huh? And the text say, and the Lord blessed him. It's right there. The Lord blessed him. And I wonder why. But he's not blessed because he deserves to be blessed. None of us are not, huh? Look at the text. Because in verse 7, Isaac had just lied and said Rebekah was his sister, not his wife. Look at the text. Is it in there? It's in there, huh? He said Rebekah was his sister and not his wife. He just got caught in a lie. And a few verses later, the Lord blessed him. Ooh. What you saying, brother pastor? Huh? The Lord will bless you even when you are a no good person. When you're no good, low down, the Lord will still bless you. When you're conniving, when you're hook and crook, the Lord will still bless you. Because if God got a blessing with your name on it, can nobody stop your blessing? Oh, it's in the book. It's in the book. Am I in the book, somebody? Huh? Read it for yourself. He just got to and God blessed him. The Lord blessed him. Got caught in a lie, and the Lord blessed him. The Lord will bless you even in your condition. God will still bless. God had a promise, made a promise to Abraham to bless him and his seed. Isaac saw opportunity when others did not see it. How many times you see opportunity to do what God said to do, but others don't see that? That's why you can't trust people and people tell you, child, I wouldn't do that. Because they're not you. If I had to listen to people, I wouldn't be where I am right now. Amen? Unstoppable blessed. Do you not know people don't want to see you blessed? People don't want to see you blessed, huh? He saw opportunity when others did. But you know why? Because he had now faith When you got now faith, you can step out on faith. Because nobody can stop your blessing. You remember us? You remember us, Starlight? Do you remember us? People told us it was the wrong time to build the church. Y'all quiet. I want two or three believers who, you know, who's not mad, who's not sitting on somebody who's going to frown at you. Two or three. I don't care, me. You remember, if y'all don't say nothing, man, and let me know y'all with those crooks. They told us it's the wrong time to build a church. But we had now faith. I'm going to clap by myself. Then, am I in the book? A famine came. Y'all listen to me now. Famine came. What famine came, Pastor? 2020? When COVID hit? That was a famine. Nobody was doing nothing. And they told us, they told me, we got them now. You're right, you say, but God. We got them now. Nobody told that little bald head boy to go build that church. Y'all like the fool, y'all follow him now. It's a COVID. Now, nobody in pain, nothing but God. Unstoppable blessing. Y'all quiet in here. I want two or three. Guess who going to stay with me, huh? They asked me, unstoppable blessing. Pastor, how? The members want to know how they're going to pay their tithe, what they're going to do, what we're going to do. I pray the Lord say, tell them come on Saturday morning from 10 to 1 o'clock in the parking lot. And we're going to give them the Lord's Supper. We're going to let them pay their tithe. I wonder if I had two or three people with me. And y'all lined up from that road. Y'all made the circle. We give you the Lord's Supper. Y'all paid your tithe. Unstoppable blessing. We kept on. Y'all kept on because some of y'all say, no, Pastor, we with you because the Lord, the devil is a lie. We are not going to, amen, let the devil take what God give us. Unstoppable blessing. Woo! Help me, Holy Ghost. It's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it. And then once, I can let it out of the bag. I told some preachers that. One Saturday, secretary, and they all rushed up to me, deacon, pastor, what? Ooh, you never know what the Lord done today. What? Pastor, we raised $10,000. But God, I'm going somewhere with this. When y'all sowed seed, you'll reap the harvest. You didn't let people tell y'all, don't do it. You did it because the Lord told you to do it. And when you sow seed, y'all reap the harvest during that year. Y'all quiet in here. Take your hand off of your face. Y'all shame. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I know it's passing gone, but sometimes you got to remind the devil. Unstoppable blessing. You're not going to stop our blessing. Amen? You're not going to stop our blessing, huh? The Lord bless him, huh? Somebody here can say, every time I turn around, the Lord keeps on blessing me over and over and over again. Every time I look around, he keeps on blessing me. When one door is closed, the Lord opened another door. Huh? When the devil think he got me down, the Lord picked me up. He keeps on blessing me over and over again. I almost feel like shouting. He keeps on blessing me. You heard Sister Carol sing that song, We Still Here. And she's talking about Megan is still here and Sister Georgia is still here. Unstoppable blessing. But you don't know sometimes what some people go through. You never know what people go through. And when you see people shouting, you don't know why they're shouting. You don't know what God has done for them. Amen. Am I right, Sister Georgia? Amen. Not trying to put nobody on the spot, but Sister Georgia, blessed. Doctor had told her, you need to cut her leg and her foot off. It'd never be no good. But I prayed, I told her to go to another doctor. You went to another doctor. Now he doing what? Unstoppable blessing. She's walking. Walking. Tell me God can't do it. I wish I had two or three people, you know what I mean? Wait your turn, huh? He told him, cut the leg off. Cut the foot off. Ain't gonna be no good. And some people are going around talking about she cut her leg off. Her leg is still there. She's shouting, she's walking on it, huh? Unstoppable blessing. Tell me what God can't do. Ah, boy. And I'm believing God 26 for the rest of my members. God is not through with Megan yet. He ain't through with some of y'all yet. All you got to do is trust in God and believe in God. Unstoppable blessing. Don't let the devil stop your blessing. You got to step out on faith. Watch God do it. Slow down, Pastor John. Don't get too happy. Don't give. I like to shout. I like to shout. I like to make the devil out of a liar. Amen. Yeah. The devil thought he had me this week. Yeah, he's a lie. Be honest, I'm not supposed to be up here. But God. Doctor told me, you ain't got no business. I said, Doc, I work for God. You give me what you got to give me, but God going to give me the rest of it, huh? And I prayed. I drunk hot tea. I didn't drink no liquor, but I drank hot tea. And I got myself together, and I prayed. Y'all thought I went there, huh? And look at me now, huh? Unstoppable blessing. I ain't need no toddy. All I need was the Holy Ghost. Amen. But watch on. The Lord blessed him, and he waxed great, the Bible say. Waxed great. Hmm? And he had possession of flocks. And the Philistine envied him. They envied him. Now, you got to be careful, because when you read verse 12 and 13, you got to be prepared for the attack. In verse 14. Because there's going to be an attack on your life. Y'all don't believe that, now. A blessing don't come without an attack. Ooh, help me, Holy Ghost. Y'all praying for me? I feel your prayer. Y'all keep praying for Pastor, huh? A blessing do not come without an attack. You got to have attack. And I want some of you, 2026, quit getting mad when people attack you. You got to learn to pray more. Quit getting mad when they talk about you. Quit getting mad when they envy you. Unstoppable blessing. All they can do is hate, but they cannot stop your blessing. God blessed them. He waxed great with, he had possession, the flocks and the herb and all that. But the Bible says that they envied him. They envied. Philistine envied him. Hated him. Anytime the Lord bless you. Look at it. Anytime the Lord bless you. Somebody is going to envy you. People are going to talk about you. People are jealous. Hmm? Long as he sowed the seed, nobody say nothing. But when they reap the harvest, that's when they start hating. Long as you sow, people ain't going to say nothing. But when you reap a harvest, then they're going to start talking about you. Oh, she thinks she's all of that. Huh? Long as I'm down, nobody will never pick you up. But when they see you getting up, then they start talking about you. I did weep. He sowed the seed at the wrong time. But he got the right harvest. God blessed him. And now he's hated. They hated him. They wanted him to stop. Unstoppable blessing. When you look back over your life, you have more stuff, I told you before, than you ever imagined. But some people can't handle when God bless you. They can't handle that. When God bless you. Because they think it should have been them and not you. Ooh, y'all quiet in here this morning. You see, I don't have time hating on nobody. Because what God got for you is for you. Amen. And let me tell you something. In this season, when you pray, you got to be careful what you pray on and how you pray. You got to make your prayer very sincere and know what you're really saying. Because you might be surprised the answer you get. All right? I saw last night, and I was laughing. So, Sister John, I saw this man commercial there was a lion running behind him. A lion running behind him, and he was running. A Christian man, he was running. He fell on his knees, and he said, "Lord, let this lion be a Christian." That lion fell on his knees and said, "Lord, thank you for the food I'm about to receive." You got to know how to pray. I told Sister Dawn, she said, "What?" I said, "Look, baby." And the Lord did what he said. Yeah, let that lion be a Christian. That lion turned and said, "Lord, thank you for the food I'm about to receive." When you're getting ready to be blessed, you're going to have some attack. You're going to have some people that are going to hate on you for no reason at all. Amen? They're going to hate on you for no reason at all, huh? They want it to be them and not you. But can I tell you, son, my brother and sister, don't apologize for being blessed. Don't apologize for being blessed. There is something God will bless you with that people will never understand. That's why it's called unstoppable blessing. They'll never understand. I found out something that I had some friends, I thought they were friends, but when God stopped blessing me, I lost them. They wasn't my friend to begin with. And let me tell you something, don't you dare apologize for you being blessed. Amen? I don't apologize for being blessed. I thank God. Now, you don't have to boast on it. You ain't got to brag. But thank God. Because God wants all of us to be a blessed. Be blessed. And highly favored. Amen? What poor Christian don't want to be blessed in life? You ought to be tired of being poor all the time. Huh? I don't know about you. You ought to want something in life. You ought to want to be a blessing in life. Amen? Some people ashamed to be blessed. I'm like, "Well, I don't want nobody to know I'm blessed." Well, people ain't got to know, but they see it through your walk, through your talk. Amen? The Philistines, they hated him. They hated him so bad. My brother and sister, look what they did. They told him that they put dirt in the well. They stopped what his father had blessed with. They put dirt in the well. Then they told him, they say, "You go from us. You are too mighty. You got to go. You're too blessed." This is